Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. I am your one and only host, Clever Mafia. I'd like to say hi to AJ, the producer over in the sound booth that brings us all this wonderful music. AJ, how are you doing on this glorious day? Sun's shining, birds are chirping. How are you doing over there?
I'm fine.
You're just fine. Okay, well, that's good. So if you've tuned in to listen to this week's show, we've got a real treat because we're just gonna wing it. No, we're not gonna wing it. But we came up with a couple of ideas, and we wanted to figure out how much money can actually buy you happiness. And, you know, we just started throwing some numbers out there, and we said, hey, you know, can $10 million buy you happiness, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so $10 million. No, it can buy you a lot, that's for sure. It could definitely buy you a lot. But this came about. Those who might live in the New York metro area, there's a radio station called, oh my goodness, it's escaping me. AJ, see if you can look that up for me. But there's the radio station, they used to have something called The Phrase That Pays, and it will win you $1 million, let's say. I don't know if it was $1 million. I don't know after taxes if anybody would even want $1 million. But, we started to think and said, hey, how much money does one need to actually be happy? And, you know, happiness is very subjective. And who or what brings happiness to oneself? And depending on who you are, and, you know, does having a Ferrari or a Mercedes or a BMW or a Lamborghini bring you happiness? Or do you want a $400 million mansion? So what is the happiness? For some people, it's just being able to go out on their deck or their porch and look out over their landscape and maybe see the view of the mountains or the view of the beach or the ocean. And it really depends on the individual, right? So it's not always money, but that money can buy you that property or that car or the lifestyle. And then there is something that is to be said, and there's a lot of scientific research that says after a certain dollar amount of salary, we'll say, you don't, it doesn't make a difference to your happiness. Now, I don't know how I feel about that, because, you know, you might not be able to buy happiness per se. You can't find it in a jar or a bottle or a can, but you can definitely, you know, taking that Ferrari around, if that's really what you want, driving around town, you know, being able to go on trips around the world, if that's what you want to do with your money, you know. So at what amount of money does it really, you know, end? Because, I mean, whether I would imagine if you have $100 million or $101 million, does it make a difference? But at what point does it make a difference? And does it make a difference if, you know, if you have $10,000, let's say, in your bank account, are you just as happy if you had $1 million? And I guess if you didn't want for anything, maybe that doesn't make a difference in one's happiness, right? So, but first I want to get into some craziness too we found. Did you know that pretty much every day, for the most part, there's a holiday of some sort, and there's so many of these crazy holidays that we found, and we went out there, and depending on the internet, depending on which website you go to, there's really different holidays, and really depending on, you know, where you get them from. You know, different companies have their own holidays within the holiday. So today being, we're filming this in the month of December, right? So we're going to start with the beginning of December. We're going to go to some crazy ones that we picked out. And there's dozens of these. Look them up. They're nuts. But this, we're just doing 2021. We're going to wrap up the year. But December of 2021, the first one we came across was December 5th, which was a Sunday. Bath tub party day. Now, don't know what that entails. That's actually from a website called holidayscalendar.com. But bathtub party day, I think actually we can get, okay, so there is a history to it. And the rumor has it that the day was invented by an aromatherapy company known as Wellcat, which isn't surprising considering they sell an assortment of aromatherapy blends and bath products. Even though we are not sure exactly when this holiday was officially created, we believe, based on our research here at the show, that it was sometime during the beginning of the 21st century. Now, although the majority of homes in the U.S. are equipped with a bathtub, very few people know anything about them other than they hold water and they're used for bathing. So that is quite a shame, considering bathtubs have quite a storied history. Although we're not going to bore our listeners with the entire history of the bathtub, I would like to take a few moments and we're going to highlight one of the most popular antidotes about the bathtub. And we are going to, I just want to explain how Archimedes discovered displacement, and has to do with water and all that fun stuff. But so one of our most popular stories was that Archimedes invented a method of determining the volume of an object. And especially if it had an irregular shape, right? Picture a cube, but maybe a star cube. And so according to the story, there was a crown that was made for King Hero II of Syracuse, who just so happened to be the person who also supplied gold for the construction of the crown. And the king wanted to find out if some silver had been substituted for some of the gold. So he asked Archimedes, figure out a way to find this out. And Archimedes couldn't melt down the crown, obviously, to measure how much gold was used. And so he had to come up with a way, a new approach to solve this problem that he had, the request that he had from the king. And while taking a bath, he noticed his weight displaced the amount of water equal to his volume so he took the crown, and by taking the crown and dividing by the volume of water that it displaced in the tub, measuring the side of the tub with a line, I think he did something like that, he was able to discover the density. So since lower quality metals would have a lower density, it would replace less water. And for anyone wondering, it ended up being the crown wasn't pure gold and it was mixed with silver. So that's a crazy holiday that really none of us knew about. And when I first said bathtub party, or when I first mentioned it to AJ, I said, do some research on this. AJ was like, this is going to be, this might not be BG, right, AJ?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but it turned out to be a pretty interesting story. And so that was the first one. That was December 5th. That's the holiday. And so December 8th comes along. There's what they call pretend to be a time traveler day. Now, as the story goes, the holiday was created back in 2007. And by a post on in an online community. And it didn't take long for the holiday to gain momentum, that not only in the forums online, but all over the internet. And it wasn't surprising that, considering humanity's fascination with time travel throughout history, that this would take off. So you could pretend to be a time traveler. So I mean, there's tons of time travel movies, right? You have Back to the Future, some of the newer ones, well, even like Terminator, right? We had Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, another time travel. There's tons of time travel movies. But so there was a day that was created just to celebrate someone who wanted to pretend to be a time traveler, right? And who knew December 5th, right? That was the day. There was this next one that had come up was also one that AJ was like, well, we had another one here. I don't know if it's PG, right, AJ?
Yep.
But it was the history of National Ding-a-Ling Day. Yes, that's right. You heard correctly. It's December 12th, Saturday, December 12th. And it's National Ding-a-Ling Day. And it was founded by Frankie Heil of Melrose Park, Illinois, who placed a free advertisement in a bank's calendar. There was Chase Bank calendar of events with his associated P.O. box. This was back in 1972. And the ad stated that for $1, a person can join the National Ding-a-Ling Club. Whether they knew what they were joining or not, I don't know. But they did say the purpose of the club was for members to call friends and family members that haven't connected with in a while, and once per year on December 12th, since the idea was, I guess, of the club to spread all around the world, spread this cheer, and now it's a beloved holiday for people looking to reconnect with old friends. So National Ding-a-Ling Day represents, give somebody a call. And in inference to the bells, because it was, you know, ding-a-ling, you know, hey, that's with the cell phones nowadays make all kinds of crazy sounds, but that was pretty much the sound of phones. So an interesting fact, the ancient Chinese actually invented the first bells. Did you know that, AJ?
Nope.
Yeah, see, so there you go. You learned something new on the history of National Ding-a-Ling Day. And there's so many. Well, we probably, December 17th was actually National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So you might ask, well, what is an ugly Christmas sweater, right, AJ? Right? You can ask that question?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. This is really, this is like pulling teeth here, AJ. Really, it is at times. But so National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, although we believe that just about everyone knows what an ugly Christmas sweater is here at the Two Clever Mafia podcast. But just in case, we'll explain it. These are sweaters that have a holiday theme that would be deemed by most people to be tacky, gaudy, and just in poor taste. And for many people, Bill Cosby is considered to be the father of ugly sweaters because he wore a lot of those types of sweaters back on his days when he was doing the Cosby Show, right? Granted, he's had some legal problems since then, but either way, that's where it's said to come from. And we looked into the history a little bit more, and Vancouver, Canada actually declared itself to be the birthplace of the first ugly sweater party, which was back in 2002. So, interesting ugly Christmas sweater day. And you know, there's so many of these, and it's just crazy. And when you start looking at them, you're like, wow, the history of these is more interesting than actually just the day itself. And the next one, I mean, there's a few in between here. We have Humbug Day, and there's Answer the Telephone, like Buddy the Elf Day, you know, who Buddy the Elf is from the movie Elf. That's December 18th. Humbug Day was December 21st. And then December 23rd is actually Festivus. And giving you the history of Festivus, if you don't already know, if you're not a Seinfeld fan, Festivus was originally created by the family of Seinfeld, the screenwriters, actually, by a gentleman named Dan O'Keefe in 1966. And it was designed as a non-holiday by families who would randomly take place. And it would take place any time between December to May. It really wasn't set for December, but then they put a day on it. But it was the very first one actually took place back in February of 1966, when Dan O'Keefe used it to celebrate the first date of his future wife. However, it wouldn't really enter the pop culture on a first name basis, we'll say, until December of 1997, when his son, Daniel O'Keefe, actually wrote it into the Seinfeld episode. So since it was celebrated on December 23rd during that episode, it's commonly celebrated on the day of by people all around the world. So a crazy television show made it popular. I mean, so, and there's, obviously we have Christmas, we know all about that, and Hanukkah, and I'm looking through, these are mostly the crazy, obscure holidays we're pulling up here, and that's pretty much for the month of December. And just honorable mention going through the year, and there's so many of these, and there's so many different stories behind. There's National Public Sleeping Day, interesting, right? Something new I want to look into. National Joe Day, what is that? Look into that. That's sometime usually in March. There's National Superhero Day in April is celebrated, April 28th. There's Talk Like Yoda Day, Friday, May 21st. I think there's also May the 4th, which is also some, you know, May the 4th be with you. That's another, I don't know if it's a holiday, but it's definitely something that's celebrated. There's Tongue Twister Day, which is November 28th, happens to me all day long. So some really cool, cool things, cool holidays, I should say. There's Ice Cream Day, right? As Ice Cream Day. And we have, I'm trying to find the day on that. But so that's pretty much where we're at. And we're going to get back into talking about the $1 million. You know, how much money does it take? You know, hit us up on Twitter at twocleverMafia.com. You can send us an email. But we're on Instagram. What else? We're on Facebook. We're on all of them. You can send us an email at twocleverMafia@gmail.com. That's TOOCleverMafia. You can check us out at www.twocleverMafia.com, or in the description, you can check. There's a way you can actually call us. Call us at our number. I'm not going to broadcast it here, but check it out. The number's there. And you can leave a voice message and ask us a question. And if you're lucky, we might just play it in a future episode. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. I bet you thought you were done with me. Well, not just yet. I'm Too Clever Mafia, and this is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And if you like the podcast that we produce for you, please, it helps us out tremendously if you like and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service that you're listening to. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, like it. If you're listening to us on Google Podcast, Spotify, like it. Wherever you're listening to us, it really does help us out. And you can find us everywhere at Too Clever Mafia. That's T-O-O Clever Mafia on all the social media platforms. And check out our website, www.twocleverMafia.com. Over there, you can click. We have a link tree set up on there, so you can listen to us anywhere and any way you want. Just click on the link tree link on our website. Boom, you're there. But again, we really do appreciate you listening. And one last thing from all of us here, the Too Clever Mafia podcast, we wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe new year. And a wonderful holiday season with all of your friends, family, loved ones, and enjoy your time off from work. We've got so many guests planned, and we have so many new things in store. So don't miss out. Go back, catch up on our old podcast episodes. And I'm Too Clever Mafia. That's all I have to say about that.